Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show, and welcome to another edition of Relationship Advice. And in today's episode, yeah, let's just go ahead and get straight on into it. What's this first one about? Title is, My Husband Keeps Telling Me to Come to Reddit About Our Argument, So Here I Am. Do All Men Feel How My Husband Feel? Well, let's just go ahead and read into this. Let me see if I can feel the same way her husband feels. All right, so anyways, she goes on to say, I have been with my partner for coming up, wait, with my partner for coming up on 3 years, and our daughter is 4 months old. He makes sure to let me know how lazy I am, even though I'm the only one to take care for our daughter or clean our house. He works a lot. When he comes home, he spends a couple hours on the game, and he might hold our daughter for a couple of minutes. He says that since I'm staying home caring for our infant alone, I should have dinner made, the dogs and pig should be fed, watered obviously, and walked. Trash should be burned, dishes should be cleaned, floor swept and mopped, his other kids' rooms cleaned. He got other kids? Let's continue reading. But I'm gonna say this right now. I do not feel like how your husband feels. Your husband and myself, we are two different people. Yeah, you know, the thing is, like, I guess, like, after a long day at work, yeah, I might be tired depending on what kind of job I have. But yeah, I could possibly be tired and I'm just chilling. But it's stuff like that where I'm like, if it's getting a little bit too messy, then that's why, as a shared house, husband, wife, you do that stuff together, okay? If I gotta get back into drinking Red Bulls, so be it. But yeah, that's crazy. So anyways, rooms clean, every surface wiped down. He also says that there are gender roles, and this is what a woman should do to keep her man happy. Yeah, that's a bad marriage. That's honestly a bad marriage. That's if he got other kids, I can see why he got other kids, and he's not with the mother of those kids, because he probably thought he could go into that relationship thinking the same exact thing. Now look, completely different wife and another kid. I'm saying it's stuff like that where, no, there ain't no such thing as gender roles. There could be a man that could stay at home. No, see, the funny thing is like, there could be a man that stays at home and he has some sort of job there. If it's cleaning the house and doing all that stuff, then okay. If he got a stay-at-home job, let's say he's a content creator, that's cool too. And if she got a job where she got to go out and about and do whatever, that's her preference. That's what she wants to do in life. But if it was the other way around, it ain't going to matter. So it really trips me out when they say crazy stuff like that. Because it's like, fam, do you not realize what day and age we're in right now? It's funny how, like, he'll say things like that, right? And he makes it seem like, oh, he's doing the most. Like, his job is the most. He does so much at his job. And I'm like, I guarantee and I promise you, there is a woman, okay, with the same job as him doing far more than he is. There ain't no, that gender role stuff, no, that stuff is done, dead, and over with, all right? So, anyways, then he goes on saying, this is what women should do. Happy according to him, I don't deserve to be loved on until I finish the chores and put the baby to sleep by myself and made sure that he feels loved and cared for. That's crazy. He is seriously on some Andrew Tate stuff right now. That is some crazy stuff. You're not going to love on the woman that you pop down on one knee and ask, hey, we should get married. And then all of a sudden, that's crazy. That is seriously crazy. I feel that people, they do stuff like that. They're all like, oh, well, I know she's just, it's easy for her to leave me and things if we were just in a relationship. But now that we're married, oh, yeah, I know it's going to be a little bit difficult for her to leave me. So, yeah, I'm just going to make life crazy for her and stuff. That is some wild stuff. So then, then she goes on to say, our daughter won't take a Bado, and he won't help me with Bado, so I can't go back to work, but I'm also not helping financially. I'm like, fam, I'm saying, you know, that's the thing about a marriage. It's like, if you choose to just stay at home and not do nothing, then I feel like that's gonna raise some concerns. But in this day and age, yes, I understand it could be slightly hard to get a job, but there's something out there for you, all right? But I just think that, yeah, it's like the attitude that he's on. It's, yeah, it's just crazy, because I'm trying to think of some things, but I feel like I need to continue reading this and seeing what it's all about and things. By the way, also watching wrestling, so if you hear my voice kind of go in and out, I'm just trying to see what's going on TV, so... Anyways, then he goes on to say he doesn't stay up with our daughter. If I don't initiate sex, we don't have sex. He straight up said he won't touch me in ways that please me because he's not in high school. What does that even mean? I'm like, you ain't gotta be high school to touch on your lady. It's like, I'm saying, if you guys is with that and y'all have a mutual agreement of, you know, touchy-touchy time, then I'm saying, like, that's crazy. That is, she says that I feel crazy, but it's like, nah, bro is crazy. And it's like, you need to divorce that man. I think that's all I'm gonna say about that. You need to divorce that man, because no, you can definitely find better. Yeah, it's gonna probably be a struggle, you know, having to do that custody stuff with the kids and things, but yeah. The way he's carrying on, I'm like, fam. And it's funny because it's like, she's saying this done went viral. It got like over 3,000 upvotes, right? I definitely, because I'm pretty sure there's probably gonna be a gang of people disagreeing with the guy and stuff, and she should definitely show him all the comments and stuff, and I hope my comment gets enough, but I'm definitely gonna say that, no, divorce that man, and then maybe he'll get a better understanding, like, huh, well, maybe I shouldn't act like this. No, you shouldn't. So anyways, then she goes on to say he's obsessed with the concept of disrespect. Yeah, you got you definitely got to divorce that man. Everything I do is disrespectful. If the dishes aren't clean, if the floor is not mopped, if I leave little trinkets around the house, if I started projects that I didn't get to finish and forget about when the baby woke up, or if the baby has been a little fussy and I'm feeding her when he gets home, I'm a fat, lazy waste of space. And why I didn't get anything done today, I don't text them throughout the day telling him sweet little nothings, so I must not love him. I can't choose between being a mom and a partner, and even though sometimes I have to because my daughter is incapable of caring for herself, it's like he's mad that I can't be his mother for him, right? So Reddit, what do y'all think? Please be honest, because he will absolutely be seeing every word. Okay. Divorce. No, that's not how you spell it. Divorce. Period. Because, yeah, that's some crazy stuff. That guy is insane. And I'm like, you carrying on like that? I'm like, bro, if he got other kids, because I think that's what she was saying. Yeah, I can honestly see why the mother of his past kids, or his kids, or yeah, she doesn't want to be with him because he's carrying on like that. I'm all like, he talking about you're being disrespectful for not doing things around the house. It's all like, okay, well, fam, you out here coming home disrespecting me, I definitely would leave a relationship like that. No, I'm like, I'm the first day of some stuff like that happening, I'm like, so what happened today? Because I'm like, if you had a good day, my thing is this, if you had a good day at work, right, and you come home and you just randomly start being disrespectful to me as if I did something to you, that I'm all like, fam, did I do something? It's today your birthday, it's today an anniversary. No, so what's up with the disrespect? Because that's one thing I'm not gonna put up with. I leave, all right? So, and then if she's having a bad day, she come home disrespecting me, I'm like, okay, whatever happened at work, keep that there. I ain't did nothing to you. So that's why I'm like, yeah, it's stuff like that where I'm like, nah, fam, the disrespect, I'm not with that. No, I am not. I'm all like, you gonna have to take that outside, do something to say it in your mind. But I'm saying, I'm like, first day of some disrespectful stuff going down, and I ain't did nothing. I'm all like, oh, hey, babe, how's your day? And she's all like, oh, you're a fat, lazy waste of space. I'm like, you ain't did nothing around this house all day. I'm like, excuse me? I'm like, first off, I've been skinny my whole life, so I'm like, that's invalid. Calling me fat, that's invalid. I'm like, I don't even take that as disrespect, because I'm like, I know I'm not fat. Been skinny ever since birth, all right? So, anyways, but yeah, then all that other stuff, I'm like, nah, man. definitely will be filing some divorce papers, because I'm like, fam, you are crazy. So even if we do got a kid and there's a whole custody battle, I'm all like, hey, look, if we 50-50, okay, cool. I'm not tripping about it. But I'm saying, though, I am going to be involved in my kid's life, but I'm not going to take no disrespect from you. That ain't going to happen. All right. So anyways, moving on to the next one. So this is from, I feel like I should start reading off their names. Quackduck74, the last person that wrote that is Wintershop827. But anyways, Quackduck, they go on to say, I met someone who is incredible, but he wants kids and I don't. We've since ended it, but I'm in bed bawling. How do I get over the feeling that I'm losing the best person for me over this issue? You know, that's something that I thought of, where it's like, what if I meet somebody, because I do want kids, but what if I meet somebody that doesn't want kids, you know, and if I got nothing but love for them, I'm like, that would be hard, because I'm like, dang, that's something where I'm like, for the first time, I think I don't really know how to give out advice on that, you know, because I don't want to talk somebody into doing something that they don't want to do. So it's like that, but that, I just feel like that's always going to eat at me, you know, that I want kids but I can't have them, and I ain't trying to have it where she looks at me and she's all like, oh well, if you want to go have kids with somebody else, like, I'm pretty sure there's something like that out there where you have kids. And I'm like, no, if I'm going to have kids with somebody, I want to have kids with you, but you don't want kids. So that's why I'm like, yeah, it's definitely something where I'm all like, that would be a struggle. That would be a legitimate struggle, because I'm like, nah, it's like, I don't want to leave a good relationship. But at the same time, you know, I want to have, like, I, not, all right, so the thing is this, like, when I say this, I don't mean, like, I want them to obey by the life that I want. Like, I obviously want the life that I want, but it's, like, at the same time, I am going to respect, you know, girlfriend, wife, whatever she is, I want to respect the life that she wants, too, and I don't want to alter her life or change her life. So, yeah, that's something where I'm, like, I don't know how I would go about that, but I think that ending it will probably be the best thing. But yeah, it's like that. The thing is this, I wouldn't want it to end on bad terms. And that's something where I'm all like, I know we got like our own lives. We got the things that we want. You want something different. And yeah, that's, you know, that's just something where it's like at the back of my mind, I'm always going to be thinking like, man, I would really love to have kids. And, you know, so that's why I'm like, yeah, I just think that it's best. Like, cause I wouldn't want a mindset to be there that shouldn't be there, you know, in the relationship. Like, I don't want to be thinking of like, oh, we're out having a good time, and then I start thinking like, man, I would really love to have some kids, to, you know. And I'm not trying to have that where that's the conversation, because it's like that conversation is going to lead into an argument, then the relationship is probably going to end at some point in time anyways. So yeah, it's like, I'm not trying to, that's something that I wouldn't want to force onto her, you know. So I just think that the, you know, with the disagreement like that big, yeah, that's something where I'm like, you know, maybe it's best like to step away from that relationship. I guess if one or the other changes their mind, like, hey, you know, I'll be fine without kids, or I want to have kids too, you know, then okay. But yeah, it's something where I'm like, I think that it will probably be best to, like, you know, like step away from that relationship and you know, just see where things go and stuff. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I and that's something where I'm like, I definitely will be like, you know, she, like, let's say if we were to get back together, and then she's all like, oh, I want to have kids now, and I'm like, are you doing this for me or are you doing this for you? Because I don't want you to do something because of me. Like, don't look at me that way. Don't look at me in a way where it's like, oh, I'm this, you know, God almighty person. I know that that's not what it is, but I'm just saying, like, I don't want you to look highly of me. I want you to look at me as an equal. You know, I want your feelings and what you got going on to matter too, you know, but I'm still going to have my feelings. So that's something where I'm like, if you genuinely want to have kids, then okay. But if not, then I'm like, I don't want it to be a situation where we're like, where I'm constantly talking about that, you know. Because yeah, that's something that I know me, and I know that I don't let stuff like that go. Like, something that's big and important, I don't let stuff like that go. So yeah, that's something where I'm like, communication. I think that's the best way to put it. You know, you got to communicate. But anyways, next one. Parents want to be in our lives after kicking me out at 17 for refusing to get an abortion. Should I agree? Dang, that's kind of dark. You know, I mean, You know that the one thing that I try to practice is being a forgiving person, you know, and I feel that I would forgive my parents for some stuff like that, you know, because I think that, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, if they have a change of heart and they genuinely want to be involved, then it's like, okay, then, you know, be involved, but it's like, don't say nothing disrespectful. Don't do nothing disrespectful. It's like, you guys, then that would be something where I'm all like, what would you guys do if you, like, you being in your guys' situation, like, you're younger, but you're having me, and then your parents are telling you to have an abortion. Would you guys have done it? No, you guys didn't do it, you know? But at the end, I ain't trying to hear no stuff where it's all like, oh, but we were prepared. We were this. Ain't nobody, because my thing is this. Everybody can be prepared, you know, for all like, oh yeah, I'm prepared to have a kid. Like, oh, I got the diapers, I got the baby formula, I got this, I got that, I got all these things going on. But it's like, you don't know when some stuff can go down and then you got a whole new, like, change of plans, but then you also got this kid and you really want to have kids. But it's like, yeah, let's say you lose your house, you lose your car, you lose all the money in your bank account and stuff. You do this, you're going through this, you're going through that. I'm saying, like, you never really know what could happen. So I'm saying, it's like, if it's a situation where it's like, yeah, you know, she's 24 now, she had the kid when she was 17, I'm pretty sure the kid, based off of what it sounds like, yeah, you know, stuff is going good. I'm saying, if, you know, she... because if she didn't go through with it, then yeah, you know, I assume that, yeah, the kid's going good, everything's going good. So it's like, you know, if a person is willing to work towards a better life for themselves and for their kid, I'm like, fam, that's all that matters. So yeah, that's something where I wouldn't, the day when I have kids and then when they have kids and then they're all like, oh yeah, dad, it's like, whether it's the daughter or the son, daughter's like, I'm pregnant, or the son's like, I got this girl pregnant, I'm all like, you know, I'll do what I can to help out, but I also want you to be a parent, you know, because I imagine that the day when I have kids, my parents ain't gonna be all like, they're, especially at my age, they're gonna be all like, no, you a grown man, you're gonna have to handle that stuff yourself. I'm not gonna, you know, if you're in a struggling situation, then okay, but you seem to be doing fine for yourself, so it ain't like gonna be giving them handouts, you know. But yeah, it's like, definitely just, you know, give them like tough love, but not that tough love that's like just disrespectful. No, let them know, like, hey, I am here, but at the same time, I'm just like, I'm, you know, I'm just on the side, you know, like, tag me in when it's like, you done did the amount of work that you needed to do, you know. But at the same time, it's like, don't just tag me in because you scared. Like, no, you gonna, you just like, you, the thing is this, you want to have kids? I'm like, then fam, I'm all for it. Go ahead, make me a grandparent. I don't care, but you're going to have to take care of that kid. So anyways, but yeah, it's like, I just think that that's something where it's like, you know, you shouldn't get mad at your kids for wanting to have kids. It's like, that's like if your parents had got mad at you for, you know, when you were having kids and stuff. It's just, that's weird. That's hypocritical and things. So, but anyways, I had got a message on Instagram. But anyways, and it was like kind of distracting. But moving on. How do I handle this situation? Maybe I am not my father's son. Ooh, wow. I mean, that's crazy. I guess let's just go ahead and read into this, see what it's all about. A few hours ago, I came home from college for lunch. After eating, my dad approached me with the heavy seriousness and say, I need you to take the following with maturity and calmness. I need to go to a lab and I want you to come with me. I don't feel like giving explanations now. Maybe we can talk later. At the moment, a flood of thoughts came over me. I thought of all kinds of diseases, cancer, some STD, etc. I concentrated all my strength on finding an answer, but above all on staying calm. After half an hour in the car, we arrived at the lab. As soon as I entered, I read prenatal paternity test. Okay, I know how to read. I didn't know what to think or how to react. My mind just froze trying to process the information. We went to the reception. They gave us a consent form, which I signed voluntarily. It is worth mentioning. Finally, they took a few drops of blood from our finger and explained to my dad that he could come back for the results in the week. As I write this, I'm in the bathroom not knowing how to digest this situation. P.S. Neither my mom nor my sister knows about this. Yeah, that's some crazy stuff, man. That's some serious crazy stuff. That's definitely something where, you know, you look at the mom and be like, so you just had this random man taking care of me for all this time, and like, you know, that's wild. That is some crazy stuff. So yeah, I definitely, you know, would be like, hey, like you, that's stuff that you got to definitely talk on when it's like, you're not sure whether or not that's something that should have been handled years before, like at birth, but it's like, don't wait until, 21 years later, he's an adult, he's taken care of. Other dad ain't got to do nothing. I'm like, nah, man, that's some crazy stuff. It's one thing, like, if the other dad, if he refuses to be a dad, then okay. And then this is when your dad, like, I don't even know what to really call him and things, stepdad or whatever, but it's like, he stepped up and no pun intended, but yeah, it's like, you know, I definitely would look, because I think if I was in a situation like that, like, my dad, I would still look at him as my dad. I'm like, there ain't no changing that. I'm like, I don't care if we blood or not. You're always going to be my dad, point blank, period. I'm like, to whoever the other guy is, I'm like, yeah, I guess, you know, he's my biological dad, but you're the dad that took care of me. You're the dad that stepped up. I feel like that's like should be the hidden meaning to what stepdad is, the dad that stepped up and stuff. So yeah, I definitely would be like, nah, bruh, there ain't no changing. Well, I wouldn't call my dad, bruh, but I'm like, I'm just saying, though, there ain't no changing that, you know? So, yeah, and if the other dad got in the picture and was all like, oh, I'm your dad now, I'm like, okay, first off, you ain't gonna approach me talking about I'm your dad now. It's like, fam, I'll dropkick you. Where was you 27 years ago? I'm like, all of a sudden, now you wanna know. I'm all like, that, no, that ain't gonna be no changing that. I'm all like, this still my dad. You don't get me wrong. I'm like, you my biological dad, and it's just gonna take some time to get to know us and all that stuff, but it's gonna build up to it, you know. It might take 27 years, like how it does with my, you know what, the dad that took care of me. It might be less than that. I don't know. It might even be more. But at the end of the day, this man right here is my dad. So I'm like, there ain't no changing that. So, but anyways, yeah, that's some crazy stuff, man. You know, I always think of stuff like that. It's like, what would you do, like, if you were switched at birth? Like, if my both of my parents weren't my parents. And I'm like, and then I got some random people that approach me talking about, oh, yeah, we're your actual parents. I'm like, so what y'all trying to do? And they all like, oh, well, we want you to be with us. And, you know, we don't want you to talk with these guys no more. The parents that took care of me for 27 years, I'm supposed to just be like, oh, okay, well, I guess thank you guys for the past 27 years. I'll see y'all, you know, I guess I'll see you guys around. Goodbye. No, that ain't happening. I'm like, that, yeah, that's be some stuff where I'm like, nah, fight what happened before that happens. I'm like, I'm not just gonna abandon, or we'll just have to have, like, private meetups. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to the mall and buying shoes or something. Meanwhile, I'm meeting up with my parents. You know, they might not be blood, but I'm all like, yeah, they still my parents and stuff. So, but anyways, yeah, that story is crazy, though. So, this next one is explicit. It has to do with a bodily fluid when, you know, you feeling a little bit excited and stuff. So that's a little bit too personal. So anyways, next one. I can't stand my husband who's unemployed. Would I be an a-hole for kicking him out as he's putting me in debt? You know, that's because it's kind of reminded me of that last one. It's something where it's like, yeah, if he chooses not to work, then it's like, yeah, then it's like, fam, you gotta go. But if if it's hard for him to find a job or something, I don't know, but I feel like it would, you just find something. If you gotta be like a bag person or the greeter at Walmart, freaking be a professional clown or something, I don't know. My thing is this: I would try to figure out something before I, you know, start putting my wife in debt. So yeah, I think that, you know, if you got something going on at home, then it's like, okay, have that be like the side job until you can turn, like, so like content creating, if you're trying to be a content creator but then it ain't working out, you ain't making enough money, then it's like, yeah, bro, you know, put that off to the side, then find something that's gonna, you know, help out and things, especially if you guys are trying to start a family and save and all this other stuff. Yeah, you know, you guys gotta figure that stuff out. So but let's read this last one. And there's another one. There's like, how do I tell my partner of 4 years that I am gay. I don't know why. I feel weird saying that because it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's derogatory, but I'm like, I'm reading a title. So I don't know, man. I feel weird saying that one, but I think, and it, all right, that's not the last one. I am going to still read this other one, but that's something where it's like, you just got to tell them, you know, you gotta tell them and let them know, and just be like, hey, that's what the business is. You know, I'm not, you know, attracted to women and stuff. That just even feels weird for me to say that and things. I'm like, but yeah, like, you just, that communication is key. You're going to have to talk about that. So, but no, let's read this last one. My ex-boyfriend has sent the last of my things today as requested. However, he has drenched them all in his aftershave. Why would someone do this? That's crazy. That is some crazy stuff. Yeah, let's go ahead and read to see. But I mean, I imagine, yeah, the relationship probably ended badly and things. So, but anyways, we were together for just over five years. I ended the relationship at the end of February due to a few factors. One being he would compromise on something revolving around my job, which would mean us spending 3 to 4 days a week apart. It wasn't just the lack of compromise, but also the manner in which he communicated with me about it. I was starting to feel the relationship was becoming unhealthy and didn't want either of us to hurt each other in the process. It's the hardest thing I have ever had to do, to walk away from someone when still in love with them, but also accept that perhaps we aren't bringing out the best in each other. He asked me back then when he should do He asked me back then what he should do with my things, and I told him he could post them and send me the bill or throw them away. It's been so long, I just assumed he'd thrown them away. We have been no contact since. I've never replied to his last message, as I was just tired of the near constant arguing. This morning, a carrier delivered 4 boxes of my belongings. 2 out of 4 boxes are filled with clothing that have been drenched in his aftershave. The main items that have been sprayed are in a house jumper I always wear, my coat that I always wear, a coat he purchased for me at some point. This was a huge smack in the face for me. It was hard enough accepting the boxes as a screams final, but to then open them and have his signature scent filled the whole of my home was, I'm telling you, people gotta start like reading what they post, because I'm like, she said it was hard enough accepting the boxes as it screams final, but to then open them and have his signature scent fill the whole of my house was brutal. I don't know, but yeah, that is some petty stuff. The fact that you grew out a beard, shaved, did it over her clothes, yeah, that's not real love. You might have loved them, but he definitely didn't love you. Because my thing is this, if stuff ended on good terms, I wouldn't even do no stuff like that. I'd just be all like, hey, so, you know, I'd send you your stuff, and things would be chilling. You know, I ain't gonna go and grow my beard out and be all like, oh, well, now let me go and trim my beard. Oh, whoops, I trimmed my beard over her, dang, what if it ain't even, like, beard hair and stuff? What if it's, like, in a lower reach? That's nasty. That's some nasty stuff, man. But, yeah, stuff like that, it's like, yeah, that relationship, that's exactly why you had to end that relationship. Because he'd go and do some petty stuff like that and things. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's best, like, if the relationship ain't working out, you know, you gotta end things and stuff. So, but anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.